Hello, welcome to Pulling the Music Apart. I'm Dave. I'm joined by Norlia and Russell and our good friend Zavis. As our name implies, we're here to delve into and analyze music. So on this podcast, we'll be discussing singers' wives or partners, I suppose. They could be husbands. Zavis.
Right. Well, I'm going to begin with the most famous of all. John Lennon's partner, Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
I mean, she was basically an avant-garde artist from Japan who went over to the UK, to London, and John Lennon went to one of her exhibitions. And what would you call it? Installation art. You know, she basically had a chessboard with all white squares and a ladder leading up to a ceiling where you could hammer a note up there. And John Lennon went up there and hammered the word breathe. And, you know, I think they fell in love. And she was basically famous for beginning a music career with John Lennon with not really any substantial talent.
Plus the Plastic Ono Band.
The Plastic Ono Band. She actually released her own solo albums, believe it or not.
Yeah, I do.
There was well, not only did she have the Plastic Ono Band, but after they broke up, she created another band called Yoko Ono and Elephant's Memory. So, and then she kind of spoilt, please don't send me any letters, John Lennon's last album, which was Double Fantasy, which had a song from him, then a song from her, a song from him, then a song from her. And it basically would have been a great EP with just his songs, because I think everyone kind of skipped over hers. And the album that superseded it after he passed away was called Milk and Honey, and it was the same thing, a song from him and a song from her.
Did you get a lot of screaming sounds on that album?
Right, which drove Chuck Berry mad.
I've seen that.
Awesome. As well as Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
Because they did a peace festival in 1970. I don't think he was very impressed with her musical abilities.
She polarized the audience a bit, didn't she?
Yeah. She had a great sense of no rhythm as well.
Right. But but that's where she called her music avant-garde. And Norlia, have you seen the cover of the album with John Lennon and Yoko Ono where they're naked on the cover?
Yes.
And they recorded it in an evening, probably extremely high on something, and it's just noise and them screaming. Mm. And that is the album.
That's just given me a great idea.
The Bed In, the famous.
They did the Bed in Toronto.
Yeah.
The Bed In for Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think she's clever. So she's really crap at something and she calls it avant garde. I mean, I could do a really avant garde sculpture tonight.
Right. She was incredibly wealthy when she first met John, too.
Yes. She came from a wealthy Japanese banking family who was stationed in New York. So, you know, yeah, she definitely came from a wealthy family.
You know, as did her, don't you?
Well, I've read her biography, not autobiography, a couple of biographies about her and a couple of biographies about John Lennon. So, yeah.
The one that was written by Cynthia, I think, which is John's,
yeah.
John's you're thinking about her surname was Pang, and she was the girl that Yoko Ono selected John Lennon's girlfriend.
Yep, I remember that.
She was the secretary.
Cynthia, I think Cynthia wrote a biography,
right,
on her life with John Lennon, and I remember reading one part where she'd been away or something, and came home and found John and Yoko. That's at that time they weren't an item, and she walked into the house, and it's obvious that they'd been sleeping together, and Yoko was wearing Cynthia's bathrobe.
Right.
And Charlie, all she had to say was, oh, hi.
Right, right. Well, anyway, they produced a beautiful child, which is Sean Lennon, who is also an avant-garde musician too. And, with Cynthia, they had Julian, which is more of a, you know, more in the vein of John Lennon, his music anyway.
Yeah. Trouble one too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The song Beautiful Boy was written about Sean Lennon.
Amazing song. Amazing, yeah. But anyway, I mean, I think she's one of the most famous wives of a musician that quote unquote isn't a musician, really. What do you reckon, Russell? Who are you going to choose?
Oh, there's a few. I mean, just to throw one into the mix, Kurt Cobain.
Right. What a great choice.
Wow. She went on to have a great career herself, didn't she? Courtney, that is. Courtney Love. Band name was Hole.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And is she more successful than Kurt?
No.
No way.
No. I mean, no. Kurt's an icon. Mm. Yeah, no, Kurt's. I mean, Kurt had some little scribbly pieces of paper because he was a bit of a doodler. And one of those doodles sold for like $75,000.
Oh, really?
He's very famous. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I don't think any of her doodles would sell for that much.
No. Oh, doodles. Oh, right. Yes.
I saw them. I saw Hole at Big Day Out. And I thought it was, I thought she was good.
I have to say, Nolia, I mean, their song Malibu is one of the coolest post-grunge songs ever released.
Yeah, I love that song.
Me too.
I love that song. I remember that time in my life too when that was playing. But people, you know, the image that she projected doesn't really reflect her intellect. She's actually really, really intelligent.
And the diehard Kurt fans, or some of them, claim that she was the one that pulled the trigger.
Mm.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I mean, that's just another conspiracy.
Dave Grohl. Yes.
Well, I mean, I think they mean that metaphorically, that she pulled the trigger. You know, she drove him mad and so forth, but I don't think they mean that literally.
No. I think that he had his own demons.
Mm. So.
And one of his songs actually claimed that he didn't have a gun.
He lied.
Mm. He lied, yeah.
David, have you got somebody you want to talk about?
Yeah, I have another Beatles wife, Paul McCartney's wife. Now, his wife didn't marry him because he's a superstar. She was already a very, very wealthy lady, being the heiress to the Kodak Eastman company, Linda Eastman.
Mm. And I reckon a brilliant photographer in her own right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure she did a lot of photography for Paul McCartney's post-Beatles albums too, yeah.
Right.
But you know, she played keyboard, so she could do something.
Mm. She was a member of Wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she was on stage with them, performed with them, so.
Yeah. So, I consider that to be a pretty significant wife of a rock star anyway.
Right. And she has her own vegetarian food label, which you can still buy at Woolies and stuff.
It's called, really?
Yeah, Linda McCartney's Cuisine. It's like you can buy vegan burgers, vegan, another. Yes. Yeah, it's all.
That's why you don't know about it, because you can buy vegan burgers.
Yeah, I only eat real food, so I'm not too familiar with it. Yeah.
But no, it's been around for a long time. And their daughter, Stella McCartney, has her own clothing label.
Mm. Yes, that's right. She's a fashion designer.
So yeah. It's amazing how all these kind of, maybe they become successful because they've got a leg in. Mm. It really helps, doesn't it?
Oh, doesn't hurt.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they can become more of a power couple if they already have, you know, their own career. Like, think of all of the rock stars that have married famous models.
Mm.
So they must hang out at the same parties in order to meet, you know. David Bowie's wife, Iman.
Yep. Yes.
She's, you know, you can imagine how easy it would be for them to meet each other and be in those circles. And they become this beautiful couple, and like Billy Joel and Christy Brinkley.
Christy Brinkley, yeah.
There's a bit of a thing with rock stars and models, isn't there?
There is. I'm just thinking, the more I think about it.
Rod Stewart.
Rachel Hunter. Right.
Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Jerry Hall.
Yeah. Michael Hutchins.
Helena Christensen.
Helena Christensen. Yeah.
A model. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty sure he was with Elle Macpherson for a while.
Probably.
Well.
Oh, wow. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Mm. They were good mates too, I think, the two supermodels.
Mm-hmm.
Rico Kasich.
From The Cars.
Yeah. And Paulina Poroskova.
Right.
All right. Who's she?
She was really well known in the 80s and 90s as a
model.
A model, like really well known. She was beautiful looking. Mm. There was also, we'll think about Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee.
Right.
Mm.
Playboy model. And then you're going to go, someone could look it up. Jean Simmons from Kiss also married a model. Her name was
Shannon Tweed, you're talking about?
Sharon Tweed, correct.
No, Shannon Tweed.
Shannon Tweed, thank you, Shannon Tweed, yeah.
Porn artist,
she was
Shannon
a porn,
Tweed.
Well, she was a Playboy, she lived in the penthouse mansion, Playboy mansion, and that's where Gene met her. He was one of the quote-unquote special guests.
Ah.
Yeah, and Paul Stanley dated her sister. Oh. So, yeah.
Don't you love it when it all sort of mixes together like that?
Mm. Yeah. Well, I wanted to make a segue from what David said about photographers, because this is kind of a little bit of a member of a band that isn't so famous, but you might know him, Peter Criss from the band Kiss. Yeah. He was the drummer and vocalist as well. He sang Hard Luck Woman and Beth.
Yeah.
Two big hits. His wife was Linda Criss, who was also a photographer. And basically she was a nobody, but using Peter Criss's name, she released photography books and she released a biography about the band through her name. So it kind of pays to be married to a rock star.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How about you, Nolia? What one stands out for you?
A real name for themselves is Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And I feel like she'll be okay when...
Don't say it.
Yeah, I won't say it, but she's actually quite smart. I think she's handled that quite well. Because I know they went through a lot, and anyone would be being married to Ozzy. He's quite a colourful character.
He put up with a lot, and at a time when his band, well, pretty much kicked him out of the group.
I think she saved him. I think.
Yeah.
Like I don't think
he saved his life literally.
In every aspect. Just in every aspect, giving him like some kind of normalcy as well and having a family, but taking control of the finances, but she also had to deal with him. He is a self-confessed, not just drug or alcoholic, he's a sex addict as well.
Mm.
And he put her through a lot. And this is when she thought they were on the right pathway. And then again, he's having an affair with somebody else, and then he's a sex addict. So she's dealing with all forms of addiction with him.
Mm-hmm. Would that reality show, The Osbournes,
that was fantastic.
It's got to be the most successful reality show ever.
It morphed into a movie. Not many people know about it, but it was released as a movie too.
Okay.
And then she had her own sitcom. A talk show where she'd invite guests on.
Yeah,
she's, you know, successful in her own right.
No, she was on The View.
On The View?
Mm. Yeah.
Was she really as a permanent panelist?
She was. She was on The View and she...
And that English talent show, not X Factor.
Oh, yeah. She's been on Britain's Got Talent.
That's right.
Yeah.
As a judge.
She's also been on Idol, American Idol.
I think she's a good judge. I think she was really good. As a judge?
Yeah.
As a judge, I thought she was really good.
Yeah.
And she was good in The Osbournes because she just played herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you were married to Ozzy Osbourne, it would be a really different life, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would present its challenges, yes.
Right.
Yeah. So I think she's quite amazing with what she's achieved.
Do you think Norley, she just stayed for the money?
Definitely not.
Definitely not. Pure love.
No, well, you think about it.
Yeah, she could take it off.
If she separated from him, she would be fine financially. But having three dependents,
three kids they had together.
Did they have three together?
Correct. And Ozzy had another kid or two with his previous partner before he met Sharon.
Yeah. So, I think if you think about everything that she put up with, that has to be love.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I'd have to agree with you there. Any other females anyone can think of?
Well, Michael Hutchins' wife, Paula Yates.
Wow.
The former Mrs. Bob Geldof.
Right.
Yeah. I thought that was an unusual marriage. I say that not knowing either of them. But geez, it seemed to work for them, but they seemed like polar opposites to me.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe that's what made it work. Who knows?
I think he liked a sense of humour because he met her when she interviewed him on her show. Was it called The Tube? I believe. And he went on and he's just kind of kicking back and she interviewed him and he fell in love with her after that. But it's a shame. He died at 37 and had a child together, Tiger Lily, and Paula died just a few years later. So that child is now part of the Geldof family.
That's
with her stepsisters, of course.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, he became Father of the Year, didn't he? He took them all on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Bob Geldof. Correct. Yeah. I thought he said Michael Hutchins. I thought definitely not Father of the Year.
That's sad.
He might be a Heavenly Father of the Year.
Heavenly Father of the Year.
But Tiger Lily never really got to know her dad.
No. Or her mum. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so sad.
Right.
Keith Urban. and Nicole Kidman.
That's an unusual pair, really unusual. The only thing I can see that they've got in common is they're from Australia.
I think he might be a Kiwi originally.
Is he?
I think so. Well, I've spent most of his life here.
But they're a power couple.
Definitely.
Yeah. But she's...
I can have him back, actually.
Oh.
No, he's great.
He's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He's a New Zealander.
Do they have kids together of their own?
Yeah, they do. They've got two girls.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Well, one's called Sunday Rose.
Why do all these rock stars name their children after flowers?
Just thinking
we
this.
Said Tiger Lily, yeah. Sunday Rose.
Yeah, but definitely a power couple. Big names in their own right. But I think the finest body of work from Nicole Kidman was, I'm just trying to think. Was
BMX Bandit?
I was going to say that one. Was she in the Henderson Kids as well? But definitely BMX Bandit. That was a good one.
Sunday and Faith.
Faith. Probably, what was her middle name? Faith Daffodil.
Faith no more.
Hyacinth.
Right. Who's got custody of the kids that Nicole had with Tom Cruise, I wonder?
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Oh, right.
I think, well, they're now adults.
Yeah, they would be.
But I think, I don't know how, to be honest, it's only what you hear through the media, how close she is with those kids. But it's sort of Tom Cruise, it makes out that Tom Cruise is the one that's the closest to those kids.
Isn't it weird that Nicole always marries short, pretty boys? Michael Jackson and Debbie Rowe. Let's talk about that. We spoke about Michael Jackson in the last episode. He married a woman called Debbie Rowe.
So Debbie wasn't famous before.
And she's only famous. Well, she's only famous for being Michael Jackson's wife for two or three years or more and having his children.
And she's not famous now, is she?
She's not famous now, but I mean, people still know her name. Well, they know her name.
Was she Australian?
I think she was. Yep.
Yes, I think so.
Wow. I mean, what a bizarre relationship. Who was she in relation to Michael Jackson? How did he meet her? Was she like Tinder? One of his... There was no Tinder back then.
Meeting point.
Wasn't she one of his staff or something? Like a housekeeper?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She was a nurse. Okay. Yeah, he met her at a dermatology clinic.
Thanks, Avis. That's all we have for this episode. If you have any questions or just want to leave a comment, feel free to reach out to us on Instagram at Pulling the Music Apart. Our next episode's almost ready. Stay tuned for its release. Until then, keep listening to the music. And thanks for tuning in.